This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have reached the commercial-free expressway here on Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt. Peyton and Aiden alongside. We are going to chop it up coming up in 20 minutes. We have got a ticket giveaway, and Bobby is already coming over to this side. What's wrong?
Peyton's going to come in here, and he's going to log me into the text message. Okay, so here, pull back the curtain a little bit.
Pull it back, baby.
Our text messaging system has changed or adjusted, and my login doesn't work yet, and so I can't get logged in to read the text until Peyton comes over here. And Peyton's going to be generous enough to come over here and sign into his so that I can read the text messages. But we can still talk about Luka and the Lakers and everything else before that.
It is tonight. Luka Doncic returns to the American Airlines Center. Ticket prices, how are they looking?
Dude, okay, so last night when I was looking on one of the ticketing sites, it said that the get in the door price, like the cheapest ticket for one, was $280.
$280 to get in?
For one. Just one ticket. So if you want two, it was a few hundred. Thank you, Peyton. It was a few hundred. Now, what I looked at was I want the best seats. I sorted by best seat available just to see. Dude, you go by best seat available, two tickets are like $5,000 a night. And that's not even courtside. That is lower level fifth row or something. That is $5,000 for two tickets. And you know how when you get up there and sometimes you'll see people price gouge and it'll say, they'll rate the quality of the deal and they'll be like, bad deal, or like overpriced, or they'll scale it. Every single one of those $5,000 packages said awesome deal, 10 awesome deal, which means that's like an affordable rate that they're putting up
there. All right, I want to know this. Okay, I'm just gonna, if you're going to this game tonight and you bought tickets on the secondary market, 877-881-1053, text the show on the Franklin Injury Returns Fan Text. What do you do for a living and how much money do you make? That's what I want to know. Like, because I guarantee you that there are people going to this game spending $5,000 for two tickets that are putting this all on credit and will take a year and a half to pay this off. Right? I mean, like, that's...
469 said... this is Kid Muse, said MVP Luke and I will be in the 200s tonight, and it was $600 each.
Okay.
Now, also, when did you buy them? Because I wonder, is it going higher the closer we're getting to the game?
Probably. But if you're going to buy these tickets tonight, and you're not a corporation, and you're not a millionaire, what do you do for, like, what do you do? Where do you work? What Peyton wants to know.
214, despite being a loyal fan, the Mavs grandma is not stupid. She sold her tickets for $800 each. Woo! That's better than the $5,000 with the ticket fees and everything else. 469 says 268 minimum now on StubHub. Kid Muse says our tickets were from the Mavs that they released a week ago. 214 says this is a tax write-off. 214, wife got sweet tickets from her work tonight. What is it? She must be employee of the year to get that.
Yeah.
Or it's a punishment. You got to go watch the Mavericks.
Right. Yeah. 130K a year, manufacturing manager. I'm going to the game. Okay. All right. You know, I mean, I guess if you bought early, I'm not going, but I took a vacation day tonight, I'll be able to watch. If you're not going, maybe you bought the tickets early and you're buying them late.
972 said, had season tickets for 26 years and sold both my seats in the top level for $340 a piece and paid for the season, basically.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Look, it's good. It's if you can get that kind of money you return for.
254, I bought tickets to the game tonight. $720 each about 2 weeks ago. I sell insurance and own several group homes. Hashtag Tolo.
See, there you go. That's supplemental income, right? Side hustle.
But, I mean, what is it? We had talked about this a little bit earlier. Like, what's the expectation for tonight? What do you want out of tonight's game? And I'll be, I'm going to be fascinated to, I think I'm going to go down to Victory Plaza tonight. I'm not going to go to the game, but I think I'm going to be in Victory Plaza and just walk around asking people for their thoughts. What do you want to achieve tonight? What do you want to say to Nico? That's what I'll do. That Chop. I'm gonna give the fans. I'm gonna say, tell me what you want to say to Nico Harrison.
You know what?
I'll play it on the radio since they'll throw you out if you say it here. So yeah. If you want to get it out there,
there you go.
I'll blast it out for the guarantee.
Bobby Belt.
Nico hears it.
Bobby Belt on the street.
Come find me in Victory Plaza. I'll be hanging out there. If you're going to the game tonight and you want to come say something to Nico Harrison and potentially get on the radio tomorrow morning, I'll be standing right there in Victory Plaza by like the Dirk statue or by those steps. I'll be standing out there. You'll be able to find me. So,
all right, here we go. I bought two tickets for my daughter and her husband, paid $485 each. Just a hard blue collar working man. Good for you.
Look at that. $214, $480 a piece for 200 level. Bought them 3 weeks ago. Mental health manager.
Right. See, you know, I think the time was like 3-4 weeks ago because now 5-10 grand. My goodness.
817, broke small business owner, and I wouldn't go if you gave me the tickets.
There you go. All right, so your expectations for tonight are what?
I think, and we had...
It'll be 85% Luka fans, like Luka fans
100%,
first.
Not 100%, because there's certainly, we've seen a couple of them better, 98% Luka fans.
And they will cheer when Luka scores.
That's their priority.
And they will be silent when the Lakers score if it's not Luka.
I think it's going to sound like a road game for the Mavericks tonight.
Do you have any FOMO about not being there, or do you not care?
I don't want to see it. Because I'll be honest, I know tonight this is going to make me depressed. Seeing him back here. Now here's the question. Do they give him the video tribute?
They better.
Do they?
If they
do
don't.
Do they dare?
Listen, if they don't, you think that the ownership group has been hated on till now? What do you think is going to happen if they don't?
So I don't think there's a way they can win. Yeah, I know. The massage parlor.
Yeah.
682, I own a massage parlor. I got my tickets for free. If you know, you know. Here's the thing. I mean, it cost you something. So here's the thing for me with Luka Knight is that if they do play a video tribute, which, because you're right, if they don't give him one at all, people are going to say you're petty, you're this, you're that. If they give him a video tribute, that will be the most nitpicked video tribute of all time. And they will talk. Oh. They will find you are going to have something in there that will be interpreted as a slight,
Listen.
Even if it was not meant to be. And there's no winning for them tonight. They've been dreading this night. This is an awful night for Nico Harrison and Patrick
awful.
Dumont.
You better have taken that video. If you made a tribute video, you should have gotten all your diehard season ticket holders in a room, said, watch this video. And just destroy the video for us. We want this thing to be so well done. You need a team of scientists to look through this video and comb for subliminal messages. That's what you need for this. They got to do one. They've got to do a video. You can't get away. If you don't do a video, you are looked at as the most petty organization of all time.
Look, I'm going to do you a favor right now, Dallas Mavericks.
I'll bet you the Heat. Did Jimmy hear about he already went back to Miami?
Yeah, I remember.
I bet you they did. I don't know. I bet you they did a video for
I remember
him.
They were talking about would there be one. Let me see if they actually did one.
I mean, he
not.
Went to like four East Finals with them in 5 years and an NBA.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And yes, they did do
and
one.
Two NBA finals, right?
Yeah,
the bubble and another one, yeah.
They did do the tribute video for him. 817-3500 for a pair in lower bowl. I'm code compliance manager and huge Lakers fan. Hashtag thanks, Nico. Yeah, that's what we get out of this. But
you know, if you ask me what a code compliance manager is, I don't even know what that job does.
Are you up to code? So I would assume that's something to do with
That's good.
Building code? Yeah, I don't know. I'm guessing. I really have no idea.
OSHA, very OSHA.
Here's the thing. We're going to do the Mavericks a favor. If you're listening right now and you work for the Dallas Mavericks and you have access to this tribute video, send it to me, okay? Bobby.belt@odyssey.com. You guys clearly have some blind spots over there. I will tell you if there's anything offensive in it.
So just, and have you change it in the next 10 hours?
Yeah, I'm going to say you just need to, I don't care if it looks like a weird edit, you're going to have to just cut that part out because that's going to look like you're throwing shade. There, it's going to be, now, does Nico even show his face tonight? He did in L.A., but that was L.A.
I would say he's there, yes.
In the tunnel again?
He will be in the tunnel. He will not show his face. If he shows his face in the crowd, I mean, I'd give him credit.
Oh,
I'd
I would
give
too.
Him credit, but you know what they're going to say if he does?
What?
You're trying to steal Luca's moment.
Or you're trying to
rub it in his face.
This is exactly what I mean. There's no winning.
There's
for
no
them
winning.
Tonight.
That's the problem. There's no winning. He needs to be there. He should be in his seat. He should be able to be in his seat. But the fact is that if he shows up and he hasn't been in his seat the entire time since the trade, if he shows up, they're going to think that he's trying to steal Luca's moment by making himself the attention.
254, I don't know if I can stomach watching tonight. I'm completely torn on how to root. Now, we did have some feedback on the YouTube earlier. I can't remember who had said it, but somebody on there had said, any true Mavericks fan is not cheering for Luka. He's not here anymore tonight. You're crazy, blah, blah. It's like, all right, well, you're in for a rude awakening tonight then.
Yeah, then what you're going to realize, that fan, what those fans are going to realize is that there are no true Maverick fans then, if that's the case. If that's your threshold for what a true Maverick fan is, then you're going to find out that there's a lot less than you thought, because you could be a true Maverick fan and still have your favorite player be Luka.
Oh, especially in the way it ended.
Yeah, especially the way it ended.
He never wanted to leave.
It's okay to have your favorite player play for another team. It happens all the time. There are plenty of Cowboy fans whose favorite player is Patrick Mahomes. There's nothing wrong with that. Ideally, it's on your team. But when it was a situation like this, where you had your favorite player, could you imagine? Are you trying to tell me that in 2013, if the Mavericks traded Dirk, that you wouldn't have been a Dirk fan elsewhere? Of course you would have.
Some of the answers on the fan text of what you want out of this game tonight between the Lakers and the Mavericks, 6:30 on ESPN. 972, I hope Luka drops 80. 972, Luka 60 points and Mavs win. 469, Nico needs to show up and take his lick. I would hope that's how Nico would view it. Like, I would hope Nico would say, you know what, I made the trade. I'm going to stand on it. I'll stand here when he comes back. I'm not going to hide from him. But he's hid for the last 2 months.
Yep.
He's hid from the media. He's done everything else. 469, bought 2 tickets, lower bowl, $2,000 total. I don't have a job. If you know, you know.
I don't know.
Got that, Reggie.
Oh, I get you. My guy, Laker Mike, good friend of mine, text. Thanks, Nico. You're the man.
Gosh.
See, that's the thing. You know, the worst possible fan base that doesn't, the fan base that doesn't need a reason to have a leg up on you just now has one forever.
Yeah.
You didn't need to give the Lakers any reason to have a leg up. They have a leg up on everybody.
682, 80 is going for 40 tonight because all the attention is about Luka being done dirty, and he was done the same.
It would not surprise me if 80 didn't have a great game.
Oh, my gosh. 817, they need to do a compilation of all the complaining, crying, and technical fouls.
Dude, I'll tell you what.
Dude, if they did if they did that, I would kind of respect the full lean into being a villain.
That is full heel. That actually would be. I you know what? Nico, Patrick Dumont, whoever's over there, please do that. Please lean into the heel role. Actually, America loves a good heel.
If they would own up to, like, we hated him,
I wouldn't. Please. I would be actually. I would totally respect
them. I would not like them. I would have more respect for them if they just owned up to, we hated him, we didn't want to.
I would have so much respect. I would be like, you know what? Solid. Solid work. The Rock, that's something The Rock would do. In peak Rock heel mode. John Cena doing that right now? Cena might do that right now? That would be amazing.
Mark Stein yesterday, by the way, had a report that I saw Sean on Twitter thought was kind of convenient, the timing, given Luka's coming back to town and some of the Mavs smearing that they've done through the media before. According to NBA insider Mark Stein, this is from Hoops Wire, the Mavericks thought Luka Doncic, quote, isolated himself from the rest of the team during his rehab stints. This is what he wrote. The Mavericks likewise asserted that Doncic, during his various rehab stints this season, isolated himself from the rest of the team. They recoiled at the insistence that all of his rehab work would be administered by Luka's own personal body team that he assembled after the 22-23 season, rather than Mavericks staffers. From the Doncic perspective, mind you, it was the Mavericks who had actually done the isolating. And look, I mean, after 22-23, that was the 23-24 season. That was last year. You got to the NBA Finals with Luka's body team, so maybe shut the hell up.
I mean, LeBron spends $1 million a year on his body.
Tom Brady did it.
Yeah, Tom Brady does. I mean, that doesn't matter. Corey Seager and about, I don't know, 40% of all major leaguers have their own personal, like, hitting or pitching coach that they sometimes go to.
Mm-hmm.
So Bassick's dad is he's a very renowned pitching coach. My kids go to him every now and then. But there are major leaguers who, when they come to town, like when they come to play the Rangers, they go to him like during the day, like, hey, just watch me throw for a little bit.
Yeah, you have people you trust.
You know, I worked with you when you worked with me when I was a kid. What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and bam, like there was I can't remember who he played. I think it was the A's. He gained like 4 miles on his fastball on one session just because he tweaked a mechanic. It's okay. You don't have to just use the coaches that you use that you have at your disposal with the team. There are a lot of major leaguers, plenty on the Rangers, that have their own private hitting coach they will go to, and sure, you'll see them in the outfield before the game if you get there early enough working with them. It happens with every team. It's totally fine.
Yeah, I mean, Nico would have traded Dirk for working with Holger.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, that was, everybody would always, if Dirk's shot's off, bring Holger in, let him come here. Daniel Tony on the YouTube says, Nico is Vince, Luka is Bret Hart. I don't know wrestling enough to know if that reference is correct, but
man, see, Vince would do that. Yeah, that would be great. Like, that would be awesome if they did that. I would actually totally respect that if they just did that one. I'd be like, you know what? You guys are idiots, but that you are leaning into the heel role. Let's go.
The problem is these thinly veiled attempts to make it seem like this was a basketball decision. That's the problem. Just lean into, we didn't like him, and I would at least respect it. I think you were stupid still. I wouldn't agree with you, but I would respect you a little bit more.
Well, more people in the building root for Luka to go for 80 or for the Mavericks to win and AD to go for 40?
Luka to go for 80.
You think so?
Uh-huh. I mean, the fan text wants that.
Yeah.
This is, they've been waiting for this one day. It's 82 games. It's a season that's already pretty much lost. I think a lot of fans are just compartmentalizing it and saying it's one game. They can lose one game. They can feel it for one game. They need to lose this.
But that's the thing. If the Mavs win tonight, they clinch a play-in berth. You know, it's like you're going to have a lot of fans torn in between. Like, do I celebrate? Do I not?
Yeah. Are you torn? Are you torn?
No. I mean, no. I'm all for Luka.
Are you torn? But,
no,
I'm not torn. The fan text doesn't torn. I don't think anybody's like, damn, I got to get into this play-in.
Right.
They want Nico to hurt.
And Bobby Marks he made a good point yesterday when he joined us.
817, Luka's gone. Please get over it. Go Mavs. That's fine, 817. Just know you are in the 2%.
You are in the 2%. Bobby Marks made a good point yesterday. He's like, the reason they're not tanking, it doesn't make sense to tank this year, is the last time they did it is if it was a protected pick, right? So they got inside the top whatever. Top 11, top 10.
Yeah, it was a borderline thing where if they missed that, if
they would have conveyed it.
10 versus 11, they lose the pick.
Yeah. So they wanted a tank for that. This year, it's just, hey, we've got a 5% chance of getting the first pick.
469 makes a good point. For the fans, this is the funeral. They've mourned. Tonight is their funeral. This is their chance to, or the memorial, it's the chance to celebrate Luka's life.
You'll be able to move on. Fans will be able to move on more so after tonight, I think. This is it. They're exactly right. This is the funeral. Wow. Great way to put it. All right. Mavs, Lakers, Luka returns tonight. 105.3 The Fan.